Andy Dunow says his background is in partnership and collaboration. For 30 years, he's run Dunow & Associates, which currently manages three nonprofit organizations, the Spokane River and Lake Roosevelt Forums, and the Foundation for Water and Energy Education. A 28-year resident of Spokane, Dunow says he believes his experience with those nonprofits would allow him to be a good fit as someone who could get things done on the council.
So I believe we're living in an era where people are being told they have to choose to either go farther left or farther right. My experience has been that to find common ground and common sense solutions, you actually have to find a way to listen to each other and get to the middle and work from the middle out.
Dunow believes Brian Beggs and the city council have made a mistake in pursuing a ballot measure asking voters to try to regulate oil and coal trains passing through the community.
It's clearly unconstitutional. If the initiative passes by the voters, it will put the city in a serious litigious, very expensive, hundreds of thousands of dollars situation, and we're likely to lose. And over the course of 2, 3, 4 years, as that migrates through the courts, you're not improving public safety.
Dunow would prefer to work with other communities affected by the rail issue and then go directly to the rail companies as a unified front to try to negotiate changes in rail policy regarding coal and oil trains. The candidate feels the rail issue is a good example of the council overstepping its bounds as to what it should be focused on.
So we need to grow the tax base. We need to be welcoming for business, and we need to do that in an environmentally appropriate, sensitive way. So what I think we need to do is focus on things like streets. That's the number one thing I hear as I doorbell.
Dunow says he would like to meet with those who've done the street maintenance and repair since the first street bonds were passed in 2005 and discuss which roads might be in good repair and those that require work again to see what specific procedures and materials have worked best. He says the plans for the controversial Monroe Street renovations demonstrate the need for the council to get involved with and be transparent with the public. He adds that his work to preserve and secure access to the Spokane River for recreation means he has the insight into how important the environment is to lure new workers to Spokane.
So that means you have to have a really good balance between green infrastructure, whether it's parks, river access, and so forth, and gray infrastructure, the roads, the bridges, and so forth. Finding that balance is critical because otherwise people who can live anywhere they want or join any company they want, we have got to provide that balance or we're going to lose the labor war, and that's going to be really bad for our long-term economic development.
All this week, we will continue to take a look at the other candidates for the 2nd District City Council seat. The primary ballots need to be mailed back by Tuesday, August 1st. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.